I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dude, when people found out you could light things on fire with a magnifying glass,
how does that even work?
It finds like the clit or something.
She'll love
tonight's
it.
Top story. Cock. Are we in?
We're in.
Oh, great.
Good. Are we?
But that's isn't that crazy? We come to this planet with penises and figure it out.
Yeah. There's no plan, and that the only plan, the only sort of like instructional manual we have is the Bible.
But you know what's funny is
what the Bible.
I'm Jewish. Jesus was a Jew.
He's coming back in. Fuck? I'll fucking shoot myself in the head.
Happy birthday, Jack. Happy belated.
Jack, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Get some rest.
We need a new social media guy.
Lost Jack. What was I saying? You know what's funny? It's like your dick, it you don't even have to tell it to do anything, and it tells what you want. You're sitting there and your dick's like, I have an idea. That's a light bulb for your cock is when it gets hard.
But it's never a good idea. Your dick has no good ideas.
Well, sometimes it's like you should pee in, like, all right. But
well,
think
that's
about
not
that.
Your dick. That's your bladder. Your dick is. We're at the zoo and we're 13 years old, and you see a rhinoceros with a fat ass.
Careful.
I said a rhinoceros with a fat ass, and then your dick's like, hold up. You're like, why? Why are you trying to adjust? Huh?
What?
We see
nothing.
But you know what I mean.
No.
Your cock sometimes has just horrible ideas.
Right, but
it's like
is,
a monkey,
but
sort
saying,
of like your mom,
saying,
and you're like, whoa, I'm
bro,
hard.
You could be Amish and have no idea what the fuck the internet, I heard that.
Okay.
You could be Amish, have no idea what the fuck porn is, never seen a bosom in your life.
Yes,
but one day.
I don't believe it. You know other people are like, oh, no electricity. Oh, really? They use electricity for things they have to, like if they're running a business, all of a sudden they can use Excel.
No, you go to an Amish fair, you have to pay with money or head.
I don't think that last part's true.
What would happen if the world had no currency for a day?
Be a lot of fighting and a lot of pussy exchange.
Fucking. What do you think you would get with your dick? Real talk. There's no. You're starving.
Kia Soul.
I'm saying all the restaurants are not accepting currency, but you got to fight for your meal. Where are you going with your dick, and what can you get?
McDonald's fish filet, four nuggets.
The four nuggets.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think they'd sell that anymore. They'd take two out of the six pack.
If I was working at McDonald's, you were so convincing, I'd be like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Fish fillet, four nuggets, good night.
That's it. And not sauce. I couldn't get
and
sauce.
And then they lean in and they go, hard or soft?
Yeah, both.
It's fish fillet. What do you think? Hard.
Chicken nuggets are both. Hard on the outside, soft on the inside.
That's the best combo.
It is. What do you think you get? So if there was no money and you had your cock, what do you think you get at a restaurant?
Jamba Juice.
But what?
They got a thing called a peanut butter mood. It's pretty fucking good.
So you can get a whole entire smoothie, peanut butter mood. That's like $14.
Yeah, does that have protein powder in it too?
You could That's add true. It.
Would your dick be able to add the protein powder?
No, but my personality would.
Okay.
Oh, I thought we were just doing dick exchange. I didn't know we were doing a bit.
No. I'd do dick.
If I could do like stand up, maybe I'd get more than I did two fish fillets, maybe some mac sauce.
They start subtracting food for each joke that doesn't land.
Oh, God. That's sing for your supper type shit.
What's that?
It's there's a restaurant. Excuse me. There's a restaurant. When I say restaurant, it's a very vague restaurant, but it's like a vegetarian place right by my old place that you could come in there and like sing. Like bring a guitar and like they had a mic, a hot mic ready to go. You could sing. If you sang for like an hour, you could order whatever you wanted.
An hour?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Damn.
That's pretty good.
Was it if you were good?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think, excuse me, that would be a bunch of like weirdos. Generally, every time I went in there, they're like pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Like, not like Sarah McLachlan, but like, you know, pretty good. Is Sarah McLachlan good at singing? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of singing, I brought this up earlier. Do you think you can, why is the shower, or no, not the shower, why does the bathroom make you sing good? Or is that just the only time you can actually hear yourself sing well?
I don't know. I think, because car is up there, but it's not as good as the bathroom. This is not the right answer, but I feel like it's that moisture in the air. It's like dense, and you're like, octaves get trapped in it.
Do you feel like you can sing better in the shower? Like in the bathroom? Like if you go in the bathroom alone and you start doing that,
well,
you're like,
I think
wow,
it's,
I can
you just
actually
said
sing
it. You're alone. You're not like worried about other people's opinions.
I was taking a shit and I was singing and I'm like, dog.
So how good was your shit?
Pretty good. I was, dude, sometimes
you
shit.
Shit so good, you going to some Sam Smith?
I'm, dude, you ever shit so much? Like, I'm 11 steps away from coming.
I honestly know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
G-spot.
You're getting fucked, but in reverse. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're getting out fucked.
I don't know. Well, maybe you can take a slow shit and feel it a little longer.
That is true. I haven't had like a nice log in a while. I had wings last night. It was a nightmare.
From where? What do you?
From,
what?
From Wingstop. I love wings.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a girl over last night?
Yup.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know, man.
You ate them together or you ate wings and then had to come
ate
over?
Ate wings and then I had a show and then I had a date. It wasn't good. I shit at the comedy club and then at the restaurant.
You ate wings, did stand up, and then went on a date? Those are two things you should never do after eating wings.
Yeah, but I had wet wipes. All my bathrooms now, I ordered these wet wipes. They're all my bathrooms. I have two bathrooms. But like I bought these like nice like matte black like containers. So it looks like kind of cool. It's on top of the toilet. Open it up. Full wet wipes. Really nice.
The package is in it?
Well, it's out of the package into the container.
And it seals it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It looks really cool. And like my ass clean.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying like how your stomach feels after wings.
Not great.
Like, and then you go to like Finger Girl. She's like,
yeah. Not just Finger Girl. Eat her out on her period.
No, well, that too. But like if you had Szechuan
so
on
both
your tongue.
Had wings night.
Red wings. That's a good joke. Funny. But I'm saying, well, you like barbecues. You don't even like spicy.
Nope.
What type of wings did you get last night?
I got.
Get ready to be pissed off, internet.
No. Go ahead. I got barbecue, hickory barbecue. I don't know the difference. You know, they're like, do you want Carolina or hickory?
Barbecue, it's all just like Southern talk. It's like, you want one uncle or two uncles? One says a word you're not supposed to. Love. Love is the word.
Love.
Because he doesn't
love
you.
Has your uncle ever said I love you to you?
Many times.
Yeah, me too. I've great uncles.
Yeah, when I'm naked.
Yeah, me too. He asked me to go swimming when I was 7. And it was the winter.
And he didn't have a pool.
There was no pool. He's like, here's a bathtub. I'm like, I already took a bath. He's like, not with me. And that's why I'm a comedian. I got fucked by my uncle, guys. This is what I'm saying to you.
Yeah. I thought he was doing the swim lessons.
No.
What?
Oh, so hickory barbecue.
Hickory dickory dock.
The mouse went up the clock?
That's
why'd he go up the clock?
Humpty Dumpty fell off?
No, he wasn't a rapper. He didn't fall off. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. The funny thing about that is, why is he an egg?
Well, imagine like you have a fall and then motherfuckers write a song about you.
You didn't answer my question.
You didn't hear what I said.
Okay.
Imagine you trip and fall down the office stairs.
Yep.
And then tomorrow there's a song about it.
Like in a heater too. Like if it was
in books?
In the Billboard, it would be number one for weeks.
Pissed. What did you say?
I'm just saying, nowhere in the song.
Why is he an egg?
Nowhere in the song does it say he's an egg. Why is he an egg in all this shit? I'll tell you why. Fucking Joe Biden's America.
No cigar? Dude, they need to make cigars that look like vapes. Wait, hold on. Flip it. Vapes look like cigars.
That's fun.
Yeah. Well, they always, you know, Gabe, you probably know what I'm talking about. The little one hitters that look like cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the biggest life hack. You ever seen those?
Yeah.
You put weed in?
I had one.
Really?
Yeah.
You currently have one?
I currently have, I mean, I don't use it. It's in my top drawer. But it was when I was
but
in
But it looks
college.
Like a cigarette?
Yeah. It's like
it was like the biggest life hack in the world.
Yeah, except when you light it, though. You look, you
right,
do not
because it
look,
doesn't stay lit.
Yeah. It also smells like weed.
Yeah. It's like good for like driving. But then cops are like, you just totaled your car into a Jack in the Box.
And still order.
I don't think
that's when you're high.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, whoa, can I have an Oreo shake? So high. So I had hickory barbecue. I'm getting back to this. Hickory barbecue. And then I had habanero.
Ooh, okay.
Mango habanero.
All right. Wanted to hate. Not bad.
And then I had lemon pepper. You don't like lemon pepper?
No, I do. But have you ever had lemon pepper wet?
No.
I don't know how they do it, but it's like, because lemon pepper is just like dry, but
it's dry.
But it's like a lemon pepper, but it's like kind of like a.
A finger it or something?
Yeah, foreplay. But it's got like a sauce on it. It's insane. My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
I'm starving. So all those sound great.
So wait, how many wings did you eat last night?
Well, I was with Will. We were watching Game 7. And so I ordered like a bunch of wings for us.
Oh, there you go.
So we split.
Dudes being dudes.
It was like a very dude moment. We were yelling at the TV.
Oh, really?
Shit, talking about fucking bitches. No. But yeah, it was a very dude moment. Anyways, but yeah, so I ordered like 30 wings, had most of them, had way too many. I was very full. There was like fries there, and I had to like literally run to the show after that.
That's crazy to eat. It is like crazy. And do a show.
It is crazy. I mean, I shit in the comedy club bathroom, and then I went on a date and then pooped in the bathroom of the bar, restaurant, whatever. It's not great.
Did she know you were going to poop? Did you tell her?
Yeah, you had. How long?
No. I was like, order a drink. I got to go to the bathroom.
And you got back and the drink was finished?
Well, I got back. I was all sweating and shit. No, it wasn't that bad. If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts. You go on there, you tap add extra, $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free frickin' Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free! But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So
go Baba on. Booey.
Hey! So go on patreon.com/StiffSocksPod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.